Hey everyone, James here from Planet FPL. Some of the patrons might think it's a bit weird me introducing myself, but I'm going to put this out via our patron network publicly to everyone, so it was only fair that I give some updated thoughts following our two recordings earlier. One was for patrons, one was available for everyone, the final drafts. We have obviously been quite bullish about getting Doherty and Perisic. And I've not been taking too much notice of the stuff coming out from the journalists. To be honest, I watched the press conference yesterday, didn't have many concerns. But this tweet from Paul O'Keefe has to be given serious consideration. So for those who don't know Paul, Paul is an FA registered intermediary. Essentially, he's a progressive agent, basically. And he has connections within Tottenham. He's often the first person to break transfer news. When he tweets coys, it's a go. And he's not done that with the team, but he does for transfers and stuff. And he's not wrong. With his predicted lineups, he's not 100% right all the time. I've looked through his history. He's not. But there's certain things that cause alarm bells. Like, for example, we played Wolves at home and he predicted Højbjerg not to start and he was right. And that's the only game Højbjerg hasn't started for Tottenham. He's got connections. He's definitely got connections. Now, of course, it doesn't mean that things can't change. The players will probably train again this afternoon. The players will train again tomorrow morning, presumably. Probably lighter work, but someone could go up for a header and land awkwardly. Things can change. And it doesn't mean that Paul's 100% right with his predicted lineup. But I suspect I have to take note as someone who was planning to go with Doherty and Perisic. And I think it's only fair that I share the information as I see it to you. So his predicted lineup is Lloris, Romero, Dier. He did originally put Longley, but then put a response afterwards saying no, he believes it will be Davis, Emerson, Højbjerg, Bentancur, Sessegnon, Kulusevski, Kane and Son. In Perisic's case, he's 100% certain, I would say, and I really would put it at close to 100, that he will get on the pitch. Even if it's for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, half hour, 45 minutes, he'll get on. Doherty would be, you'd be less sure. And again, you can't say for certainty that this prediction's right. It could be that it's wrong, but I think we have to take serious note of it. I think I have to take serious note of it. I think I can only be fair to you as listeners to report it as I see it and say that, unfortunately, I currently am going to remove Doherty and Perisic from my squad. Doherty, there's no guarantee he'd get back in. In Perisic's case, I don't actually want to take him out, even though I think he won't start. I really, really don't want to. But I think if he doesn't, with the ownership likely to be around 25% at deadline, if he doesn't start, returns a one-pointer, and then he's got Chelsea away next week, everyone's selling him. And that's not a position I kind of really want to be in at the start. Now, I'm desperate to have Perisic for next week away to Chelsea if he comes back in. No, not overly. So I think the only advice I can give right now is do what's best for you, but be aware that this information may be correct. It has had an influence on me because I know that the man knows his stuff. So I'm likely to go with Matty Cash and Kieran Trippier. That means leaving the money in the bank so I can get back to Perisic quickly, because that's what I want to do ideally. And that would probably be mean, therefore, it's game week 3 for myself. That's not to say I won't change my mind again, because this has thrown me, because I was completely set on my team. But I can only report it as I see it. I don't have any inside information myself. I don't know anything. I'm not ITK. I'm just a Spurs fan sharing my opinion. I really wanted to start with both players. I think if Doherty started, he's the best five. Perisic is definitely the best 5.5. But it looks like they're not going to start with the influence of the Chelsea game. I think I've got to take them out. It's not like there aren't other good assets. So Trippier, Cash would be the picks for me. I don't think there's anything else at 5.5 that interests me. So it allows me the money in the bank if you're just thinking about Perisic. It's probably the sort of thing I'd advise. Those two clubs both have decent first twos. Trippier's got Forest at home and Brighton away. Cash has got Bournemouth away and Everton at home. I don't actually overly fancy either club for a clean sheet this weekend particularly. But at 5 million, that's where I've done the detail of the work in terms of research as well. I'd rather have Cash over Dean because of the greater goal scoring threat. Dean is more likely for a return, but Cash is more likely to get the haul. That's as Lee Jackson explained on Correspondent Week last week. So I could ramble on a bit more. I think it's important that I keep this short for you. There's no intro music. There's no outro music. That's it. I wish you all the very best of luck with your teams this season. Ciao for now.